April 9, 2024, regular town board meeting, 7 p.m.
Good evening. Welcome to the town of Morrell board meeting for April 9th. Can we roll call, please?
Councilmember Noonan. Councilmember Killian.
Here.
Councilmember Stewart.
Here.
Councilmember Donahue. Supervisor Fish.
Here. We stand for the pledge, please. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Item number one. Set future meetings. We need a motion to set a special meeting on April 25th at 6:30 for the purpose of a workshop to determine the scope and direction of the advisory task force. What that is, it's going to be a group of citizens, a couple of the board members, and they're going to work on the language for our industrial manufacturing zones for the new comprehensive plan.
Motion to move.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. The advisory task force will be appointed at the next town board meeting when we find people that are interested in doing it. We've contacted and reached out to some. This is under the advisement of the zoning administrator, Jim Martin. Number two, approval of the minutes. We've got five sets here. Is there any reason that these can't all be done at once? Or?
Yeah, we need to table the special meeting on March 25th because I wasn't here on any of those things.
All right. The rest of you were here for the 26th, correct?
I was here for the 26th, so I make a motion to approve the minutes for the 26th, public hearing, month-end audit meeting, regular meeting, and I'd also make a motion to approve the public hearing on March 28th.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. First public comment period. Time for public comments related to tonight's agenda items. Please come to the podium and state your name and address, and you'll have up to 5 minutes to address the board.
Dominic Thomas, 7 Cedar Lane. I'm actually here to, since it appears on the agenda, I'd like to speak to the public hearing minutes for the moratorium question. And I some people will say that I keep coming here to grandstand. And believe me, it's not grandstanding. In my life and career experiences, I've seen what works and doesn't work in government. Tonight I come to speak about the moratorium minutes because I'm outraged, and I will use my inflection in my voice, not the grandstand, outraged that a town resident used a 14-year-old child, student, to spread some type of petition that has varied between protesting apartment buildings to biochar. I'm going to try and keep it short and sweet. You know, I've come here for 6 years and made requests. Some of them were quite simple requests. Others were very, very major requests. Most of them weren't given the time of day. So I'm going to change course a little bit here. I'm going to use the word demand. I'm going to demand that this town board, or if it does not want to act as a full board, that the supervisor alone, because it's within his purview, contact appropriate state investigative agencies and request that this whole situation, this abuse of minors, be investigated. And I ask that it be done not with local authorities or even demand the school board do it on their own with their lackluster history. I'm asking, as I have already done, but we need numbers, strength in numbers, and we need authority figures. The letters need to go to the FBI, as mine did, the State Education Department, the State Comptroller, the State Attorney General, and State Police BCI. My humble opinion, once an investigation is done by one or more of these agencies, I believe that you're going to find criminal violations, abuse of minors, privacy laws. 14-year-old kids, the names now appear on a document that anybody from the public can obtain if they file a FOIL or if they're made part of the written minutes for the meeting. Outrageous. There's a whole list of things that are called into question. And instead of listing them as I did on social media with all the other people that are outraged about it, I'll leave it at that. But it's time this whole mess gets cleaned up, and I truly believe that we need an outside agency to get it done. It's just going to go on. And in closing, I also want to point out that in the past, I've covered many public hearings, and maybe the rules have changed after all these years. But my understanding is when you have a public hearing on a document or a local law, whatever, that your comments are to be limited to what's in the document, the language and the contents. I'm sure your new attorneys will gladly tell me I'm wrong. But to have someone come in here with a petition, who is an employee of Biochar, by the way, and specifically talk about Biochar project when there's not one word of Biochar in the moratorium language. And then she was followed by a Biochar attorney who also came up and cried about, oh, you're targeting Saratoga Biochar, Northeastern Biochar. So that should also be taken into consideration, because you may want to just strike and eliminate all of those two people's comments from the record. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Item number 3 on the agenda, Recreation Department request. Jeremy's contact has the contract. The Hurricanes baseball organization ready to go. Looking for a motion to authorize the supervisor to sign 2024 contract with the Northeast Hurricanes.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. The only person that will respond to Jeremy with a quote for turf management in our park was Jim Girard. Looking for a motion authorizing the supervisor to sign a contract with Turf Management Company Incorporated and hire them to provide services detailed in that contract at the rec for the amount not to exceed $19,200. This would be paid out of account A7140.4.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion?
So
all in favor?
What? We were only to get
one person to...
It's the only person that would answer the call.
It's also been the only firm that's been giving us a quote for the last few years anyway. I think at one point we did have... Before we decided on Gerard's and we got more quotes, they were still the best price. So I'm thinking that was probably still going to be the case. So it's not bad business for us to do.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. We have three quotes for dumpsters at the park and at the beach. Jeremy recommends Twin Bridges. He said they've done a great job in the past and had the lowest quote by more than $2,500. We need a motion to hire Twin Bridges Waste and Recycling to provide two 10-yard dumpsters at the rec park and one 3-yard dumpster at the beach with weekly pickup at the cost not to exceed $3,300 for the year, also authorizing the supervisor to sign any documents necessary for that contract.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. And we have two quotes for porta potties at the rec park with a recommendation from Jeremy to go with Stone Industries. Looking for a motion to hire Stone Industries LLC to provide two traditional porta potties and one handicap unit for the rec park at a cost of $363 for 28 days, for a total not to exceed $4,719 for the year, authorizing the supervisor to sign any necessary documents there.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Finally, we have a seasonal employee Jeremy's looking to bring back. Would the town clerk please read the resolution?
Be it resolved that Bruce Holman be rehired as a seasonal laborer for the Recreation Department and be compensated at the rate of $16.48 per hour. This is to be effective immediately.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Second public comment period. Time for the public to comment on anything you'd like to bring before the town board. Please come to the podium, state your name, we'll have 5 minutes to address the board. I ask you to be respectful to everybody in the room and address the board, not each other.
Evening, guys.
Hello.
I've been here in the past. As you know, it's about the, well, I know Kyle and I know Jesse and Mark. I know you, I just talked to you recently, and I just briefly talked to Jesse before we come in here. I don't know what the hell to do about this water in my yard. It is awful. Grubs, moles, stench. Sump pump constantly, my assessment has constantly gone up. In I know you've seen it. I know you have, Kyle.
What?
And they raise my assessment up every year. Why? 60% or more of my property is not even usable. Kids can't go out. You know, I have custody of my granddaughter just sitting here. My animals can't go out. I have to worry about the ticks. They used to supply us with dumps here. That's forbidden now. That's not in the budget, which I talked to Mrs. McCabe before she retired. I just don't know what to do anymore. You know, I don't know if, and I did speak with Kyle when Kyle comes to the property and, quote, I got your email that time and you said, you know, if it was at whoever's expense or whatever, you were going to get to the bottom of it and not let it slide or whatever. I don't know who's at fault for this. There is a lot of water there and it's consuming my property over an acre of land I have. My sump pump is constantly on. It makes my electric bill go up, you know, because it's on every 3 minutes. It's just, in my yard is just, you know, I did say this the last year, the year before, or whatever, when I was here at the board meeting or whatever. I don't care about my property anymore, but I do really care about my property. I care what it looks like. I want it to be presentable to the public, but I don't have tons of money. I work at the school a couple days out of the week. I just don't have the funds to properly take care of it after the moles and the voles are just consuming my property. There's just, I just don't know what to do anymore. You know, and I've asked DEC, I've talked to, you know, Blue's been in my home before. You know, he tells me one thing, and actually he did come say to me, you know, Michelle, what the hell happened? I don't know. You know, is it because of Sean McKenna's property? I've never, ever had this problem before. And I know a few people have gone to my property and told me, reiterated to me, that that property has never dried up. Bull. I've lived there for almost 22 years. It has dried up. I've had the water almost consuming itself to the side of my property going north. It has gone almost up to the roadway. To the road. You know, I've had to call the state a few times to come to the home because there's a drainage across the street at my neighbor's house. People hydroplane through that thing, and all that water just gushes right down in my yard. And it goes right into my garage and into my backyard. I just don't know who else to turn to help me. I really don't. And you guys, you know, I talked to Julie Ryder at the time. She works for DEC. She stated to me, it's a town problem. And according to you individuals, no, it's not. So I don't know whose problem it is. Mine? I don't have the funds to fix all this. That water was never there before. My kids, back 20 years ago, we used to ride a four-wheeler there. My husband has a tree stand there, which I know you've probably seen, Kyle. Mm-hmm. So for them to say it's not ever dried up, yes, it has. I just don't know. You know, and I, you know, I've walked this from 197 all the way back to my property with Josh Tchaikovsky. And you know, and I've measured the water. It's pretty deep. You know, I have algae everywhere. And I know there's Grasshopper that owns one of the homes where McKenna developed. I know they do chemicals. You know, they take care of the lawns there or whatever. When I talked to DEC before in the past, they said a lot of the chemicals could probably be going into that water and creating that algae. So I really don't know what to do. I really don't. It's very depressing to me. And you know, who, even if I wanted to sell my property, who would buy it? No one. Because, you know, you can't take fill and fill it in because it's just going to be. So I'm hoping you guys will help me. And it's not just me, it's my neighbors as well. So you guys really think about it. And I do have a folder that I have created for Jesse with pictures, everything in it. And there's paperwork and stuff in here. So all the digging that I've been doing over the years. So, in it, but I do have more at home. So
I'm sorry, I didn't get your name then.
It's Michelle Johnson, I'm sorry. At 451 Yanser Road.
451? 451. Okay. Can I just ask a
couple
questions?
Sure.
Because it's still vivid in my mind. Mm-hmm. I think I would sympathize with you with this issue. I don't know the source of the issue, but I sympathize with, you know, what you guys are dealing with. Have you spoken with neighbors about that trench in the back?
Well, everybody tells me, I just briefly talked to Mark at the marathon dance.
Okay.
You know, and I did have a discussion with you, didn't I, Mark? And I said, you know, I really don't know what to do. You know, he knows it irritates me.
Yeah.
You know, that this is like this. You know, yes, you know, I talked to Tim and, you know, his wife. I talked to Jim. I talked to Josh. You know, my neighbor to the north of me, Jennifer, she don't want to be bothered by you people. She keeps to herself, and so I leave it alone at that.
Yeah.
Hanlins that live north into the green home, they have complained. They have been here to the town. They don't want it either, because when Sean McKenna bought that property, and the people bought, I can't remember his last name, Hanlins bought that home.
Yeah.
He's a vet. He bought that home. And of course, being new to a homeowner or whatever, come to find out, when Sean McKenna bought that property and where that divide is over through his property to go on past Hanlon's property, there's an out to go around. Well, come to find out, the septic to the Hanlon's was on that property that McKenna bought and sold to this one family, the fourth home. Hanlon's paid to remove that septic and move it. They didn't know better, but they hired Sean McKenna's attorney. So they, you know, they can't even use their pool or nothing. It's sad, and I feel bad for this family, and I feel bad for me, and everybody else that's got sump pumps, everything in their yard. It's awful.
So back to my original question, though, and I'm hearing all that, and I'm visualizing what you're talking about, the other neighbor with the pool and the sump pump and the septic. But that trench in the back,
right,
if you go all the way behind your property, way to the left, there's a drain at the other end.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a foot above the ground, right? So there's no water going to it, right?
Well, there is water. Well, it depends. Well, if you're looking up your north,
yeah,
are you going north or are you going south?
I guess towards 197.
Okay. There is water that flows through there.
Does it go to the drain? Does it reach the drain?
It's supposed to go to that drain, yes. And actually, I was just there.
Well, this is where I'm going.
But it's not working properly.
Right, and it's not working properly.
So it gets to the drain, but it doesn't actually go in the drain.
Correct.
And does that drain go out to what's been recently scooped out by the county?
Oh, that place, it's not even going through there.
So nothing doesn't
no.
go anywhere.
And actually, Jim knows, and actually Tim knows, this is the thing that's supposed to go into this water.
Okay.
And this is on Jim's property right here.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, he's had to go in and try to sump pump this because his basin is flooded. And his property is a lot higher than my property. So, but you can see there. You can see that if you look close enough, the drainage pipe is in there.
Okay.
But he has to sump pump it out of there.
I guess the only reason I was asking because when I did walk in, I thought, "Geez, this trench channel back here looks like at one point in time probably drained this whole area."
It did.
Right.
But
it went all the way. When we bought our house on 437 Gansburg Road, we were the last house before the red light.
And this is the property that you're talking about.
Yeah, okay.
This is Tim and his wife's property right here.
We have a lake right now. I own lakefront. And
okay.
I'll tell you, that trench went all the way to 197 until Joan Moore built next door. And she put in inadequate, and I don't know why. I mean, that was my take on this was she bought that lot from Gardner Condon. Somehow it got, because it was never up to code. The pipe is too small. It's either collapsed somewhere, or it's never been adequate. But I mean, I'll be honest with you. I've already had to put in a new septic system. They finished December 23rd of 2022, and that now is a mound system. It's ugly. I had a beautiful backyard with flower gardens and everything. And now I have these two vents sticking up, let alone the expense of $23,000, $8,000 of it for amended soil. And now I have a lake because that, quote, cistern, it's not a cistern, because if you look up the definition of a cistern, a cistern is to hold water. But anyway, it's not
adequate.
No, I can imagine. And I know it's
not adequate.
And I think.
One more thing.
Yeah, go for it.
But last fall, I cleaned my section of the
channel
right to the dirt.
Okay.
My whole property.
Yeah. Okay.
I said, there, we're good. And
it didn't do
it. No. It's not done any good at all.
So, is there anybody from your house south that would be against that channel being cleaned and being
cleaned? You know, Mark, I really don't know because I haven't really, you know, a lot of
I'm trying to follow the addresses.
Most of the houses are a lot higher than mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, the water on my property is laying dormant. When I do pump, it's recycling. The recyclable is pumping over and over and over that water that's in there.
I know the people next to me, Babson's.
Okay.
That's the next house north. He would have no issue.
Because I know at one point this was brought up last year or my first year on it, and one of the suggestions that was thrown around, and I know there was a cost to it, was the town taking over that channel, a 12-foot right away on the back of everybody's property, to then go and have that drained. I believe it goes right down to the 32 and 197 intersection, but that would be the continuum down that way. I actually know the system you're talking about.
I was told there's a pipe there. I was told that there's a pipe that comes out of that drain. Jim was telling me that there's a pipe that comes out of that drain that goes across this property. It comes to a drain on 32.
That we believe that's
now, if those pipes are plugged or collapsed, it can't get to there.
So,
but the water also has to get to that drain from up and back of Michelle's in order to run down there.
So I know at one point in time, the only, and this was going back, and if you look at the minutes, I think maybe we can put the town attorneys, but I know that there was talk that if you prepare the documents to have, give us the right of way to go back there and follow all the way back to where it's going to, at some point, daylight or drain, that's kind of where we're at, because I feel bad. This is a topic that's been thrown around for the last 2 years. Before that, it goes back to when the supervisor got to see her. Is that something we could look at where it is a maintenance agreement? I mean, I feel to go in and I know it's developing land now, you have to include it on your plot plans and to show that you have that for most people who are part of the planning board, but I'm assuming we're not going to be able to find that in any maps going back that far or show that terrain. How would we legally get access to address the issue?
Well, so our first answer right out of the chute might be wildly unpopular, but we tell it like it is, regardless of popularity. You have a concern here, depending upon what the source of the water is and why the water is collecting where it's collected. The concern is, there's ways, the most direct answer to your question is, get an easement from the private property owners if the town wants to somehow get on the property, is the way you put it, I think, get back there. Get an easement from the affected property owners running in favor of the town of Moreau, allowing that access. Our concern as town council, and this is the part that will be wildly unpopular, is if the town is not in any way at all at fault for this water problem, and it's not at the town's doorstep, so to speak, and you're just trying to do this to help people that are in a very bad situation, obviously, you have to be a little careful about other taxpayers, other residents of the town of Rose saying, hey, I have a wet basement, come fix my property. Or I have a drainage issue on my property, come fix my property. You have to be a little careful because you're, by law, limited to spending public monies for a lawful public purpose. And it sounds like a horrible situation. I actually have a remarkably similar personal situation on my own property in an adjacent town. But that town would never be generous enough to think about helping me in my problem. I have to pay private experts to look at it, dredge it, dig it, drain it, and the like. And I wasn't happy about it. But I know that from our perspective as town council, it's not about the popularity of our advice. We have to caution you to be wary of spending public funds to benefit certain limited private property owners if the town of Moreau is not at all at fault for the water's gathering there. We have no idea if the town of Moreau is somehow at fault for the water gathering there. We don't know anything about that, because obviously this is the first we hear about this. So you just got to be careful, I guess, is what we're saying.
Okay, so there is a full report that I can actually put in our room. That we've gone down this with Blue Meals, and he's not coming back and blaming it on anybody. The report draft, I believe, is in our office.
Yep.
And it came out 2 years ago.
Could you look up the plot plan survey from when Joan Moore built? Because that cistern and that pipe has never been adequate. And, Tim and I, we were there before those two houses. We'll be there 40 years in March of 2025. And like I said, we were the last house before the intersection. And I'll be honest with you, he threatened to sue her back then because she had her brother, who worked for the town of Whitehall, put this drain pipe in. Somehow he got it passed. I don't know if it was a deal with Gardner and he was town supervisor at the time. I don't know. But I know one thing I really regret. I was busy raising three boys. So we didn't fight it, but up until 2 years ago, we didn't have these problems. So there's a cause and effect somewhere here. Either,
We've had so much development behind us when we bought. Gregor and Yanner wasn't there. Woodscape wasn't there. Sean McKenna's 4 or 5 housing development. So over the years, we've watched the town of Morrell grow, and we've been part of it and excited about it. But I'll tell you what, my assessment just went up by like $60,000 or whatever. And again,
property value went down by about double.
Correct.
Not Rogers,
you know. And the thing is, I'm more worried about, you know, because the north, that's where all the water is, majority of it is. It's in our yard. I'm more worried about the neighbors going from my house to 197 blaming me for the situation that's happening right now. You know, and I don't want that.
We've got a pond in our yard.
It's not, you know, the thing is, like I said, over the years, you know, since Sean McKenna's built this, you know, I got pictures of him bringing in the fill, I got the water gushing out of there, he's bringing all the fill to raise up those holes.
It's a health hazard. I have so many breakdown books coming out of that already.
And yes.
My question is to you guys right now. So this started when? When did?
Yeah, well, after the, we had
realistically, when Joe Moore built the greatest property.
2015?
Oh, no.
No,
that's
third.
My end started in 2017, 2018.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going back to 2000.
I would seriously have to call the Department of Health because I can tell you right now, the number of, we were out watching the eclipse yesterday, and already really large mosquitoes. I have grandchildren. I have two 10-year-olds and 11-year-olds. So do I let them out there being eaten by mosquitoes and ticks and everything? That is a health hazard. If I have to call New York State Department of Health, I will.
Well, I did do that. They didn't respond to me because COVID.
And we
so
brought
there is a cause.
So you're all being heard loud and clear, and I can understand your frustrations, you know, as much as they are. Let us work with our first meeting new council with a new fresh eyes to look at it. And maybe if there is a health concern, which I understand, I'm hearing you say there
maybe,
is.
Maybe.
So, as I'm going to say, I'm going to continue to try to help you, no matter if you want to yell at us or not.
They've been telling us that for 5 years.
Okay, so I've been on this board for 2. You guys brought this to us 2 years ago, and we looked at the idea that I just brought to the council, and it fell short. As far as putting the trench in the town, taking it over. Because it's just as what our council just said, we are spending town money to help out 4 people, and we can't come up with a cost. It's nothing that the town did. So we're spending other taxpayers' money.
Who gets held responsible?
Well, that's it. And we've gone to our resources.
But we still have to pay the cost.
I'm trying to say that I agree with you, and you're coming at me standing up and yelling, so that doesn't make any, sense. So as I'm trying to say, we've gone to the people, we've gone to Bloomfield, we've gone to our experts. We have another engineering firm that our RFPs are due back in 7 days. We're going to have another engineering firm. We have new resources to address your problem. You can laugh at it, you can say it's not true, you can do whatever she can, but that's what our sources are. Unless you want to hire a private engineer, I can provide you the town resources, being the new attorney, and hopefully our new engineers that are coming forward. That's all I have right now. And that's the best that we can bring forward. We don't know. RFPs are due back on the 17th, and we're gonna have to decide as a board who to hire.
There has to be a reason why this has happened. Now I've sat here and listened to all this. I know the Johnsons, and I know when that house was built before they were there, and I know that it was dry there. So there's something that has made this happen. And what we need to do is get to the bottom of what. What made this, what has caused this issue that's going on now? And that's what we have to see so that we can either, if it's our responsibility to correct it, if it's a developer's responsibility that we're not getting the satisfaction from, or what the deal is. But we have to locate the problem before we can put an answer to it. Agreed?
And that's where I'm at. We luckily have new resources.
today.
Gotcha. And that's where it is. We have it because I read it and I have the report back there. Nobody is coming back and saying this is an issue. They're actually saying that the water is moving west to east. Through the neighborhood of Gregory Manor, it's different.
North, south. North, south.
I'm just letting you know the report says.
Okay, you know what? You know
that's all I can tell you. I know. I can tell you.
I'm 100 north, south, compass.
So, I'm telling you what the report's saying for the water, saying that it's going.
So, are you going to be home tomorrow?
Go ahead, sir. I'm going to try to speak.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
When Woodlawn turned around and transferred their water across the road because all their estate transferred all their water from all their pits across the road, I got flooded once when I moved there.
To Terry Clark's property.
Now, the water from that McKinnon and that development there they just built, they built a freaking house right in the middle of the street to start with, that one house. And now it's all coming toward me. I'm the one that's on the end. And I'm flooded.
It was south end.
But you know, actually, you know, gentlemen, I did, you know, when it all started a few years ago, I did reach out to my attorney, not local, in case he knew the contractor. I did briefly speak with him, then he referred me to another individual, but she has retired. She told me the thing I would have to do, knowing those homes are already built, I would have to prove negligence. Negligence I can't prove right now because those homes are already built. And one time, and Josh did walk the property. I put Phil's waders on, went down the trench, and, you know, the woman in the one corner of the house near me, what are you doing on my property? No, I'm not on your property. I'm on my property. This is my property. So, you know, where is now, knowing that the homes are built, and I didn't have this issue with all this water before, now that those homes are built, where is that water going? Where is it diverted to? Where is it being consumed?
Nowhere.
It's got to be going, you know, and I looked too, and I can see one of the new homes. If I looked out the private drive, the home at the end, near Human's house, I see he's got a puddle of water there too. You know, I see Tim's house, and oh my God, the water? I mean, I'm going to throw water at that. It's, oh my God.
Hey, Mark, I'd love to see you had the board come over and take a look at this. So I can get a peace of mind.
You know, like I said, I know Kyle's been there.
JD's been there too, but he's not here to say that tonight.
All you have to do right now is take a ride.
I look every time I go by, I actually look to see how close it is to your fence. I look to see how close it comes to your fence.
If you go, my house is the green ranch with the green standing seam roof. If you look, I mean, you can take a ride by. Go south, though, because then you get a better view. Starting up by your house, you'll go past the McKenna, and then you go by Michelle's, then the Batsons, they've got a lake out, but their house sits further
forward
up on it, like a hill. They brought, see, when they built our houses in the 70s, they built my house up, like just the basement, and then they brought in Phil. Actually, it was awful Phil. It was from Nemco or whatever, so... Nothing grew in it. We had to take care of that over the years. But anyway, so they have, but anyway, every lot, if you look back there, even in the Batsons, it is a lake. And mine is, it's.
That was one of the pictures I just showed you. That was their yard.
Yeah.
And I, you know, again, take a ride by. That's all you have to, if you really go slow and pay attention.
Yes.
You cannot miss it.
We used to have deer, turkey, everything in our backyard. That was what attracted me to this place, and it was sold for 3 years. We went and we bought the property. It was great. We had a brook out back that I used to fish in with my dad when I was 5 years old. Ran behind. The fish, the rod, the butter clubs, they work. And there's nothing. I put a tree stand out there because I could bow hunt out there because everything was wild and natural. We've got photos of dozens of turkeys and deer in our backyard. You know what we got now? Tree frogs. Our ground has settled this much. We have tree roots protruding out of our backyard. That high. My wife can't even mow the backyard anymore because we're hitting tree growth. That ground is settling because of all this water problem. It's settling our soil. We're trying to leave this property to my granddaughter. What in the world? We've been struggling with you guys. Well, not you individually, but with this freaking town for almost 7 years.
Hey, I'm not actually, saying that it's the town's fault or whatever.
To help with politics.
If I don't know where to go,
you know me, Jess. You know me, Jess.
I don't know who's to guide me. I'm female, and I just don't want people to think that, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. You know, I know about the SWIP and all that. Contacted Matt plenty of times, but he never either reached out to me, never returned my call about when the SWIP was supposed to be signed off on the accounts or, the MS4 or whatever, like I said, I just don't know who to turn to. I just enjoy being at my home because I'm a homebody. But like Phil said, we would like to leave this home to work, but we can't. I don't want to sell it and have somebody else have a pain in or a headache either. Who would want to buy it? Like I said, more than 60% of our property, you cannot even. There's nothing.
I don't want to cut you off. I think we, the four of us, and I think if JD was here, would agree. I don't think anybody here on this board wants you to have that situation, and I think if there's anything we can do, and I know you've heard this before, but I think you've got four like-minded people on this project or this thing here to give it some more energy. I think I'm asking you to do that right now. You're not going to answer.
I don't want to wait another 4 or 5 years and get an answer. It took Blue a long time to write up these reports or whatever, and I don't believe half the crap in there. And I'm not saying it's the town's fault. I'm not saying that I want the town to dig the trench or whatever. Considering we don't even know where it's coming from. Nobody knows. And I understand what the attorneys are saying. But then again, I'm a taxpayer. Where the hell is my money going? I want to know where it's going. Where is it helping me? It's certainly not helping me in the assessment of my home. My party keeps going up, and I tried fighting that, and it didn't do me any good.
You didn't? You grieved your assessment?
Oh, no, I don't. My assessment should have went down.
But do you grieve it every year?
The Cronin from Mrs. Cronin, it didn't bother me the first time I did it. First time I've ever had to do it around Kyle, I said no. They denied it, and it raised me up again $23,000 more. Every year it has gone up. Every year.
Based on the full market value, which right now our full market value, if somebody were to show my house right now, it'd be worthless.
Don't mind too.
So our assessments are really a little bit skewed then to be if they're based on the full market value, which is what they said when they upped it.
So one more thing here. Everybody's talking, and I understand as far as what's happening. But what we need to do with people that need to speak, need to state their name and give their address. So we just want to keep structure as far as what we're doing. We see everything that's happening. So just give us a chance, and we'll look at the resolution as far as what we're trying to do here. Very sorry as far as what's happening, but the things that we need to do, any addendums, any amendments that have been made 5, 6, 7 years ago, whatever happens, we'll look into it. So, but as we move forward here, please state your name and the address as far as where you're from, just so we can get it on, and then we have structure. Mm-hmm. All right, so we just need to abide by what and how we're supposed to be doing things. Thank you.
And if I can add one more thing, if you feel that your assessment is unfair, you need to grieve it. If the paperwork isn't hard, if you don't know how to fill it out, the assessor will help you fill it out. Sometimes it's thrown out with technicalities, like you didn't use a comparable that sold within the last year or something like that. But I think, that's a small part of the process that maybe could be helpful to relieve some of that assessed value. If you're feeling at this point that your properties have been devalued, I know Ms. Johnson said it was denied at one point, but I wouldn't say no to this to that process and system because it does work. So please try that. Continue with that as well. Mm-hmm. So I would offer you that. Go ahead, Josh.
Okay. Well, I'm John Kalki, 34 Gray Fox Drive. And Markham and Nolby. I went through that whole area.
I think I've toured it with you as well.
What?
I think I've toured it with you as well. We've drawn yes. South Road.
But there's more.
With all that stuff.
Right. There's a lot to this, but the main, I believe the main culprit is when McKenna built in that trench. There's a high point that trench has been like that. Blue Neal report says that that water always flowed north to south. You talk to anybody who's lived, been there. I had a survey by Dustin Lynch come up and he helped me. Okay, Dustin knows. He come and he surveyed it. Okay. Halfway down that ditch, there's a footbridge there that's 16 or 18 inches higher than both ends. So any water comes from McKenna's property cannot flow south. That's the back of Johnson's house. Into that channel.
Right. Well, that
and the channel, and I hear the discussion of that channel is debris in that. I went and cleaned it. Okay? The water flows. Okay? Sometimes I've been at that midpoint a couple weeks ago, and there's no water basically on both sides of where the footbridge is. But you go towards the Johnson property, you may end up with 16, 18 inches of water. Okay? It rained a little bit. I went back out there the following day, and at that footbridge, the water from the bottom of the pipe up was 10 inches higher at that footbridge. Okay? The water does flow to his spot down there. But once it gets there, it has to go down 32 underneath 197. And there's not much pitch there. And for 197 through the state or whatever, it goes down 197 underneath and goes where? In back of Stevens Garage, right? It's kind of flat all the way from there to back of Stevens Garage. Okay. In back of Stevens Garage would also come from that pond, goes underneath the road, underneath Rich's property, goes under Selfridge Road, and feeds into back of Stevens Garage. So when all that water is coming from Selfridge Road, from Rich and that, it gets there, okay? It's like a tributary, I believe. We've got two flows. Naturally, the flow from 190 through 32 under 197 can't flow because you got that water coming from the other way into it, okay? Now, I heard discussion about the trench or the channel. Blue Neal made a report that said that channel at one time flew north-south, all of it. Impossible, because that has been like that high point for 16 inches in that middle. Nobody has touched where that little footbridge is halfway down. So any of that water north of that footbridge, if you go back to Jen's house, cannot flow south in the channel. And if you get there, you'll see a little hump there that goes all the way to Gray Fox Manor, Gray Fox Drive, where even down the surface water can't go there. Okay? When he built the property, in his DEC, and I think I sort of suggest, it says that during construction in back of the Hamlin's house, the one that he bought from Griffin, it flooded his backyard. He called the building inspector. The building inspector said, tough luck to him. He was there the year before, Mr. Hamlin, and he didn't know how to get involved. He never had that water back of his property come up to his pool. The next year, McKenna put in 4 feet of fill. And I talked to people. It's unbelievable. They said it had not disturbance of the land. You bring in 4 feet of fill, disturbance of land over 1 acre. When he goes under 1 acre, you don't do something else with DEC. Okay? There's a lot of complication here. How the water flows. You really got to take a look. When the Michael Group put in, I went to Mr. Duell, I talked to him a little bit. When the Michael Group put in 2008, went back and drove it around, and went on the other side of 32, he said even his water table dropped on that side of the road.
Dropped?
It dropped. Mr. Okay. Duels, he used to have a pitcher pump. He said it dropped. Hmm. You can go and ask him. Hmm? There you go. When Michael Bruce, in fact, he even helped it because property I bought, Gardner, the water table was like maybe 8, 10 feet. But must be at work. When I bought the property, it was 14 feet down between himself and me and Dolan.
So are you, is your thought that because, like, with the evidence that Duel's water table dropped, that the water that would normally would have been there to keep that water table high is being diverted from going there and it's staying in a certain spot? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm saying when Michael Group put it in there, they drained it the better off that area to go over that way. Right. But when you bring in 4 feet of fill, naturally that water in that ditch down, mm-hmm. little ditch down the trail, that water probably goes underneath, went underneath the ground, and everything drained in the ground and went north. Everybody says you can't go north. Well, the farmer that put the ditch in, or the channel, when he built it, and he built it to go both ways. And nobody's disturbed that in 60, 70 years, mm-hmm. with the height of it. So you go there, the water flows, but it can't go, you know, because it's too high. And when you bring in 4 feet of fill, you block the natural drainage, I believe, into the ground underneath the stream, okay? In back of Stephen's Drive, you even had springs, right? There's natural spring back there, I was told. Mm-hmm. So any question about that trench? Or the channel aspect, because I've been there. In fact, I pumped the pond in back of his house when Mark was there. I pumped that pond one fall a year because New York State didn't straighten out the other side of the road yet, so they put it down where the water went back into the drive because all that water comes out. You were there. Mm-hmm. I pumped approximately 750,000 gallons of water out of that pond down to Bridge Road, down to 197 and out. And it helped Dolly Rourke with her property, with her sump pump. She even told me. Right now, her water is just as bad as when Michael's group was there. She can't even do her laundry in her house now. My problem is, the engineer who the town, I believe, or McKenna's engineer should have never been built. I don't know what the engineer says, but when you bring a 4 foot of fill and it's been documented, that's a low water area, basically. So somebody's at fault for letting him build. And after you build, where you go? CEC money come down in there close to. That's it, because it really, I've been there. I bought it all properly. In fact, there's a lower ditch, just, you know, down by where Collins used to live. There's a little pond down there. And Gardner had me come when he was there and we took it down and that helped the water level. Because if it don't go underneath that Southridge Road way down there, Jesse, it backs all the way up to 197. And we've got about 14, 16 inches in that got the water table by the Fish and Game Club in the ditch. Well, all that water on the south side of 197 can't go. If that gets plugged up by that little pond, or they build up back there, then the water can't go. All that water stays. And I believe the kind of put it in there, and he disturbed over an acre of land. It's right in his report. Hmm? The construction activity will create a soil disturbance of 77,000 square feet, plus or minus. There you go. That's over an acre of land. DEC regulations. But then they say he's done. It has nothing to do with it. And it says all surface runoff and groundwater flow eventually reaches the Hudson River. That's what it says. And it's a receiving water. Groundwater flow. From his property, that groundwater cannot go down that channel because the channel's high. It's been like that. So their engineer was wrong, and you ask somebody, how to get there? Well, flow to the west, I was told, I may drive north. Lou Neal sends a report and says the thing, that ain't the only error in his report. There's two errors. The big one is that it drains north to south. If you go take a look, do you believe at one time that water drain from back in Shell's house south through that trench or through the channel down at Jim Gilder's house, Van Gilder's. How could it go when you had 16 inches there to serve it?
We'll have to look into it there too. Thank you very much.
I think the problem is, and it's old, and I hope this board, that's what we waited for. We waited like 5 years for this final report.
Yeah, really, I have no clue what you're talking about. You're talking about all this, you know, these waters are too bad. It's something that we're going to have to look into, and we will look into, for sure.
That's all I got to do tomorrow. That's all I got to do tomorrow. Walk with me.
I have to write this. We'll definitely come down and take a look. And the other residents there, too.
No.
I want to see.
Yeah, it's
so
easy.
Down. All right.
Easy as can be. And
I'll be there.
It's the development. You can't put in 4 feet of fill on top of water. It's not natural.
I get it.
And the proposal is what?
All right, we got to move on.
Yeah. Proposal is a drain that you can't change the flow of water.
I understand.
Basically.
Thank you.
Anytime. Yep. I mean, I like you guys. I got no problem. I'm just trying to give you all the info so you have an idea. But somebody made the mistake of letting the bill come with the town engineer as engineer. And also on the appeal board, it says it's not to any of the appeal boards that property development will not have a detrimental effect on any adjoining properties.
Thank you.
Okay. Item 4, committee reports. Anything?
I think you have one more. You want to speak, Mr. Johnson? Do you want to take one more speaker on the topic or this time?
No, I just want to go on record. My name is Tim Hudson, 437 Gansbury Road, one of the most affected by this. And I would certainly welcome a visit where I can explain the history going back even before the pipe was there. There was a channel that ran kind of diagonally across what was Jim's property now, right out to Route 32 and drained south. So, but that's it. I certainly welcome a visit where I can kind of explain all that stuff to you too.
I understand. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Appreciate it.
Jim, what was your? I got everybody else's. What was your address?
437.
437.
No.
437.
I'm 431.
Okay.
I'm on the end.
I'm just saying
about John Moore's property. And I didn't know anything about that ditch or anything until about 2 years later. Then Timmy was out there cleaning the ditch. I'm out there, what are you doing? And then I found the pipe. Then I looked and I found the paperwork in the house on it. Because of the monster, you know how they had a folder in the closet? Well, I found the map.
Please come up here if you're going to speak to us. Yeah. Now we've been through this, we've been over this. We have to come out and look at it.
Right.
We need to take a look. Look at the new engineers that we end up with. Pat's going to be in my office tomorrow to meet with somebody at 9:30 and at 10 o'clock. And after we're done there, he and I will take a ride over and we'll walk around.
Come to my house.
See what's going on.
Where you see it ends. Where Timmy's getting flooded. I'm getting flooded now because all the water, his table's up high enough.
We will come over and do that.
Well, Mr. Newton, when Woodscape ran the water across the road, we went dry. We were fine. For the longest time. After that developed, McKenna's come in and built them 4 houses in there.
Yes.
That's when it all started again.
Okay.
And I've been flooded ever since. And I'm fighting with everybody about it. There's nothing I can do about that trench because I didn't put it in there.
Right.
It runs through my property. He's looking at the state. We've talked to the state. You see, if you look down through there, they put the marks in. They're going to clean the ditch out. That's going to help. But, like he said, when it comes down through and it goes under 197, it goes right to the right and goes down behind Stevens' garage. It goes flat. So, are they, the state supposed to maintain it since it's their waterway? That's the question I ask.
We can look into that.
And that would give us a more of an elevation.
We'll look into that.
Between the ditch and the elevation there. The water, I can get the water out of there. We had the water going down through there so fast one year that I could have ran it over 197 because they had the ditch cleaned out and me and Timmy are going right at it and running the water. And it was good. So ever since then, I don't know. Since they put the houses in there, I've been flooded since. I got water in the basement, all in, you know, I got sub pump in there going all the time. And I can't keep up with it. And I'm starting to get, lose my mind. I'm already sell the house, already moved this year. Get out of it, because it's been nothing but trouble since the set. So,
okay. Well, that's right. All your comments. Really
good. I'm at 431, Alan McMillan. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else? Oh.
Dominic Tom, Cedar Lane. Unfortunately, we had a real tragedy happen 1 week ago today, a death of an infant in the village of Southlands Falls, which is part of the town of Moreau. I know of the family, and for privacy issues, I won't go any further with that. But what came out of it was, in case you missed an article in the Post-Star, a follow-up article, after all the first responders did their work. And by the way, if any first responders that were there listening in, I hope you get some counseling, because I've heard from various people how terrible the scene was. But after the article pointed out that after all the first responders were gone, that of course the village's building inspector, code enforcement, etc., were called in and found out that the living conditions were so horrid that they immediately closed the apartment. I'm not sure if they closed the other apartment in the building, but it's unfit for human habitation. I think the mayor was being very gracious in being quoted in the paper about there being a bug infestation and open sewage that was, I guess, kind of a deluge in the basement. Now, I realize that the village has its own code enforcement and all of that, but it kind of highlights something I've been coming here for about 6 years again, and the need for much more code enforcement here in the town. About 6 years ago, it began when I went to the town building inspector's office, and I wanted to file a complaint on a property that had long been derelict. And believe it or not, to this day, it still is. But anyways, I asked for a complaint form, and I was given a post-it note to write down the address, and then my daughter to get back to me. And I brought that to the town board's attention 6 years ago. Most of you weren't even on the board, obviously, back then. And at that time, I started to just suggest, in a town that was already growing, and that was going to grow even more, you could see it coming, you needed more than one building inspector, and these occasional part-timers that come on and then realize what they're up against and quit. So at one point I even suggested, I know it was too late in that budget year, you should have 3 full-timers. And of course, it was ignored. Since then, of course, I've come back every once in a while. I was at the last meeting about the crack house, about the derelict property on the corner, both in my neighborhood, and all these other properties that for some of them for decades have been a mess. And I've made other suggestions to the previous administration, and I've made some the past few months, and I'm telling you, I know you're constrained by the current budget because you didn't draft the budget, and so you're constrained financially in hiring full-timers or whatever, but I don't know what else to propose or recommend or suggest. I just talk about it till I'm blue in the face. I had a neighbor who was going to come down here tonight who wants no involvement with politics and town government at all, and he was so pissed he was actually going to come down here. He's the gentleman whose dog was attacked that I told you about at the last meeting. And he's had a run-in with the crack house this week. So I don't know. I mean, I got other ideas, but they just, nothing happens. And I do admire the folks that have showed up tonight about their problem. Just, you can never find these folks here last year, or for that matter, for the past 6 years, to be honest with you. And the Stephen Street people that showed up because of their quandary with their road, they showed up again. So, I don't know what the answer is, and I don't blame Mr. Drymiller, because I personally can't see how he's keeping up with just the new construction in town. All the apartments, all the one-family homes, all the new developments, the two big developments that are being planned, I don't see how he can keep up with those properly and handle all of the other problems. I mean, people, every town employee coming to work and going home, don't you pass by these eyesores every day? The past board members just are going out to lunch from town hall, going to lunch somewhere. You're passing these places for years and years. You know, and I, like I said, I know everybody's been financially constrained by a bare-bones personnel that this town has suffered for a while. But, you know, it's been 6 years since I came here, and I'll tell you what, I'm not going to give up, because I pay taxes here, and I shouldn't have to live near slums, and I shouldn't have to see them when I drive around town. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? There's no committee report, supervisors' items. Every month at the county, different municipalities honor a deceased veteran from the community. We'll all have that opportunity in the upcoming months. I'd like to ask that the public reach out to my office if you would like to submit the name of the deceased veteran from the town of Moreau for our consideration. We've been accepting names until the 16th of April. Now, earlier today, our senior assessment clerk turned in his resignation. It's 2 week notice. He has gotten a job with the state of New York, I understand. Would the clerk read the
April 9, 2024 to Supervisor Fish and Town Board members regarding letter of resignation, Riley McGuigan. It's with a heavy heart I ask you to accept the attached resignation from Riley McGuigan for his position as senior assessment clerk. Riley has been a big part of the success of my office these past 4 years. He is a hardworking, motivated, smart, and kind-hearted individual who is always known to go above and beyond in his job duties and in his encounters with the public. To say that Riley will be missed is an understatement. I'm extremely proud of the professional Riley has grown to be and would like to wish him the best on his new career venture. On behalf of myself and the town of Moreau, we would like to thank him for his years of dedicated service to the town. Sincerely, Leah Cronin, Assessor.
Thank you. Looking for a motion to accept the resignation of Riley McGuigan, whose last day of work will be April 24th, 2024.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. That's all I have. We don't need an executive session to take it or anything. Motion to adjourn.
What you say?
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?